This week in Waukesha continues on this beautiful 4th of July holiday weekend, and you've been listening mostly to Midnight Oil. Some great freedom songs here on this Independence Day weekend, but also a little tie-in, you know, our guest, Billy Schwartz. When I first met him, he was coaching my daughter's youth basketball team, and I thought he bears a striking resemblance to my Buffalo Bills head coach, Sean McDermott. So, in fact, it would. Our custom after the show is I get a picture taken with my guest, and so I might have Billy wear my Bills hat, so when I show my friends at home, they'll think that I was with Coach McDermott. But Billy also has a resemblance to Midnight Oil lead singer Peter Garrett, so we had to throw that in there. So, and hey, before we continue our discussions, just a couple other announcements. Next week's show will be recorded, but I've got some wonderful guests from a Milwaukee-based company called Alaska Fresh Salmon. It's a husband-wife team, Adra and Yuri, and they bring in some of the best salmon in the world from artisanal fisheries in Alaska. And so they are buying local product out of Alaska and making it available to consumers as well as chefs, restaurants. But the direct-to-consumer is a big part of the business. So be sure to listen in on that discussion, because it was a real honor to have them on the show, and they're very committed to sustainable seafood and making it more accessible to us folks here in these non-coastal areas. So check that out. And then also, too, some local news, sad news to report was, as many of you know, last Sunday, June 26, we lost a dear friend of the community, Dominic Albanese, the founder of Albanese's Roadhouse here in Waukesha, at the age of 91. And so our prayers go out to my good friend Joe Albanese and the rest of the family. Albanese's will be celebrating their 40th anniversary in September. And so we're looking to have Joe on the show closer to that time. Some of Joe's coworkers were listening to my show a while back, and I was talking about the Waukesha Blazers and how Joe Albanese may very well be the greatest catcher in Blazer history, at least from a defensive standpoint. They gave Joe a hard time about that. And, you know, Joe grew up here in Waukesha, grew up in the neighborhood I live in now, in Empire Drive. And so he's like Billy, he's got a lot of great Waukesha stories to share. So please keep the Albanese family in your thoughts, in your prayers, if you are of the faith. So, and, you know, speaking of growing up in Waukesha, you know, Billy, before the show, you were sharing a few moments with me just looking out the window. You had a few memories to recall. Yeah. What was it like growing up here in the Shaw for us transplants?
It was awesome. a lot of these streets were well traveled.
Yeah.
Back in the day, rode my bike down here, took the bus, sometimes walked. Walked home from Central a lot, which was 1.9 miles.
Okay.
2.0 miles would have got me the bus ride to school, but yeah. It was 1.9. But went down here. We had a couple baseball card shops, nice. A couple fish stores.
Okay.
And did that a lot. It was awesome. They were great days.
Yeah. Oh, I bet. And what neighborhood did you grow up in here in Waukesha?
Still where my parents live, right across the street from the South Football Stadium.
Wow.
On Tenney Avenue, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So
they live near those neighbors that put their West flag out all the time, is that right?
Two doors down.
Yeah, so what are they going to do about that?
Hopefully don't put it out anymore.
There you go.
They're on the wrong side of town.
That's it. So, but, yeah, no, that's neat. So they go to a lot of the South games still, football, yep. Basketball, soccer.
Yeah.
I know I've seen them at... I saw your dad the other night at Salt was playing some basketball over at the South Gym, the varsity team, and
yeah,
you were there reffing too. You know, Billy also refs some basketball games, and
yeah, he can't stay away. I mean, he's 80, and he's a Waukesha born bred legendary teacher and coach and
absolutely.
Supporter, and he loves going to anything South.
That's great.
Yeah,
like yourself too. So
I
know mostly because you have some kids playing, but that's great, you know. But
those were those are great days.
Sure.
You know,
yeah.
Waukesha is a great old school town.
Sure. And, no, and I apologize. Does Morgan play soccer too?
He does. Yep.
And he's on your team?
Yeah, he plays soccer.
What's that like coaching your son? Did your dad ever coach you?
So, dad did.
Okay.
In the junior program.
Okay.
All the way through middle school. He was an assistant at South when I played then.
And then he had an illustrious career with the girls varsity team at North.
Okay. So he went to, he was at South as an assistant when I was young, very young, late 70s,
okay,
early 80s. And then he went to North and took over the girls basketball program, I want to say 82, 83.
Okay.
They had great teams. I think their worst season was like 13 wins, and that's when you had a 20-game season. So they're above 500 all 8 or 9 years he was there. And
never got
to Madison.
And
Never won a conference title. They always had Arrowhead.
Who
had Division I studs every year.
But
they went to sectional finals. I think they lost 4 times to get to Madison. And then he came over to South, I want to say my sophomore year.
Okay.
And he stayed through Julian's.
Okay.
High school career in 99.
Sure.
And then he came back to help me.
Yeah.
Ran our youth program when I took over in 04.
Okay. Now, someone that didn't grow up here, I've heard a lot of great things about your brother, Julian, and he had a great career in high school and I believe in college, but now he's coaching for an ACC program at Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he was fun to watch.
Yeah.
At the high school level and went on to Wisconsin. And then finished his career here at Carroll in town.
Wow, sure.
And then got into coaching, and
he graduated in 99?
99.
Okay. So was he on that Wisconsin team that lost to Michigan State in the Final Four?
He was a freshman.
It was like Dick Bennett's. That was a great team. That was a fun.
Yeah, he had.
Even though I was rooting for my Spartans, I was really excited that the Badgers were in it.
And that was a great
defensive battle. It was like 20-4 at halftime. It was like a real close game. I mean, real
they were like an 8 or 9 seed.
Yeah.
You know, and they made it all the way. And Julian went to state his senior year.
Wow.
South went 99, and then and then Final Four his freshman year.
That's neat. Yeah, I remember at the sectional finals when our South team went out, they lost a heartbreaker to Racine Case. Mm-hmm. And Julian had showed up, and I remember many of his classmates that were sitting among us, like Jared Dable, went flying down the bleachers to say hi. They hadn't seen him in a while. And
There's a lot of guys back from that.
From the team.
The 99 team.
Too.
Majority of the guys came back to that game. And
sure.
He flew back. They lost in the ACC tournament.
Okay.
In Brooklyn, and he flew back for both sectional games.
Sure.
So.
Sure. Yeah. So is that gives you a good place to go for spring break? Then it's nice in Georgia, right? You can see. Right? Julian's got a few extra bags.
I go down. Try to catch 1 or 2 games during the year.
Sure. Oh, that's fun.
It's nice weather down there in the winter.
Sure.
We've hit. Been down there when it's been 50s and 60s.
Sure.
It's fun.
Let's be clear though, Julian owes all his success to you, right? And and your mom and dad, right?
Yeah. we had a lot of good battles in the backyard back in the day growing up. So fun times.
Is he still playing? Yeah, because I know you still look very athletic. Do you get out and play much basketball or soccer? Just
all done.
Yeah,
I just like to run a little bit, bike.
Sure.
Move some weights. So.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So. Occasionally with the kids, though, right? Like you get out there with.
Maybe knock a ball around.
Yeah, there you go.
Once or twice. Not too much. Yeah.
Sounds good. You know, and it's just hard to these days with the kids in the sports that you're constantly.
On the go.
Following them. Yeah. Like, so we've learned it. We've lived it. It really is. But it's great, though, too, to be. Like, I honestly couldn't tell you what the Brewers are doing right now. I might catch a glimpse, but I can tell you, like, every stat from every. Every girl on my daughter's softball team,
mm-hmm.
Well, and especially my daughter's, she's been having a great year. But it's really neat to be a part of that. So,
it's fun to watch these kids grow and compete.
So, what's training like in the summer for the soccer team?
So we do something a little different. Our guys play so much,
right?
They just love to play.
Sure.
So, I organize with the guys 2 days a week, and it's been really good. We get some middle school kids that come. I just call it open turf time.
Sure.
We go 7:30 to 9 in the morning, Tuesdays and Thursdays. I'm there. And then the guys get together on their own, Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Oh, really? So like captain's practices then. That's great.
It's really productive.
Love to see that. So, well, good. So Connor's got some music going, so I think we're going to be paying some bills soon. But we've got a lot more to talk about with coach and athletic legend Billy Schwartz as This Week in Waukesha continues. Please don't go away on this beautiful holiday weekend. In fact, go sit out on your patio and listen to the rest of the show. Lots more to talk about. This Week in Waukesha continues.